Welcome, my friends, to another deep dive into the unknown. Tonight we explore an unsettling encounter described by Lou Elizondo in his book, Imminent, about a moment in 2003 that could rewrite what we know about military technology and perhaps even our understanding of reality itself. Now picture this, it's a pitch black night in the Kuwaiti desert. The US is gearing up for the invasion of Iraq, and amidst the preparation, two M1 Abrams tanks, our most formidable war machines, are found with perfectly round holes punched through their heavily armored sides. As Elizondo describes, the beam revealed a small hole punched through the armored side of the tank. Perfectly round, no rough edges. These tanks are designed to withstand missile strikes, and yet something had cleanly bored through them without leaving any other visible damage. This is where it gets chilling. A Bedouin herder, the only witness to this strange event, reported seeing a brilliant green flash in the night sky, directly over the tanks. Quote, "Talk of laser weapons sent my mind reeling. Back in Kuwait in 2003, I was assigned as the special agent in charge, SAC. One of my agents rang me in the middle of the night from one of our satellite offices in the middle of the desert. Rifjan, sir, you need to get out here now," he said. "There's something you need to see." The drive was at least an hour and accessible only by a two-lane road that stretched into the desert darkness forever. Only when the neon glow of Kuwait City could no longer be seen beyond the barren horizon did we know we were only halfway to Arifjan. When I arrived at the coordinates I'd been given, I found a cordon of heavily armed American soldiers guarding a group of M1 main battle tanks. During the ramp-up to the US-led invasion of Iraq, the US employed staging areas to pre-position military equipment and vehicles with names such as Camp New York. At this camp, the US military would pre-position the tanks for their inevitable invasion into Iraq. The tanks were arranged in a platoon-like formation of approximately 10 tanks deep by 10 tanks wide. Gathered at a corner of the formation loomed a cluster of military police, MP, and a few Toyota Prados, cordoning off two tanks in particular. I rolled down my window and said, "What's the issue?" The MP NCO on duty said, "Sir, you gotta see this for yourself." Coffee in hand, I followed. The MP flicked on a flashlight. "Look at this," he said. "I don't see anything. What am I supposed to be looking at?" I said. He stabbed his light at the side of a tank. "Look right here, sir." The beam revealed a small hole punched through the armored side of the tank. Perfectly round, no rough edges. Superficially, I saw no signs of heat ablation or metal vitrification. He angled the flashlight. The hole went straight through the body of the tank and out the other side. What the hell? It was as if someone had used a super sharp cookie cutter to take a core sample of the vehicle. The energy required to do such a thing would have been enormous. The M1 tank is the crown jewel of the American field arsenal because it's designed to take a direct hit from a missile and survive. The sides in front are the most heavily armored sections of the tank. I knew of only one thing that could puncture the side of a tank, a sabot round, which is a little like a spear made of solid tungsten moving at hypersonic speeds. But a sabot hitting its mark would have caused the complete and utter destruction of the tank and destroyed its interior. This incident was of an eerily different order. There was no other visible damage, but this vehicle was toast. Its defensive armor compromised. The scarier part of the incident? In his excitement to show me the hole, the NCO failed to mention that the tank next to it showed precisely the same sabotage. Whatever caused this seemed to penetrate the sides of two of our best tanks, with one clean hole through both. "What do we know about this?" I asked. The only clue we had came from a goat herder, a Bedouin who had tended to his flock in the night. He told the military police he'd seen a brilliant green flash in the night sky, directly over the tanks. Back then, I had assumed the goat herder was mistaken, or that the weapon had been some sort of high-energy laser cooked up by the Russians. Nevertheless, the two tanks were immediately taken to the port, loaded aboard a transport ship, and shipped to the Yuma Proving Ground in Arizona for analysis. I never did learn the findings. The powers that be classified the analysis a top secret SAP. SAP is short for Special Access Program, end quote. What could create such precise damage without the usual signs of heat or destruction? Elizondo, reflecting on the incident, initially thought it might have been some sort of high-energy laser cooked up by the Russians. But the more you think about it, the more you realize that this wasn't just some advanced military weapon. This was something entirely different. The tanks were immediately shipped off to Yuma Proving Ground in Arizona for analysis, but the findings were quickly classified, leaving the rest of us in the dark. We're left with more questions than answers. What technology, what force, could create such a precise, unearthly effect? Was this a new weapon from a foreign adversary, or was it something even more otherworldly? The description of a brilliant green flash seen by the Bedouin herder hints at something beyond our current understanding of weaponry. Could it have been an advanced, experimental laser weapon, as Elizondo speculated, or perhaps an early test of something like this? Quote, June 17th, 2024. DARPA's new military-grade quantum laser is like nothing we've seen before. Researchers working with the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, have been awarded a $1 million grant to create a prototype quantum laser unlike anything we've ever seen. The laser will use quantum entanglement to essentially glue light particles together. The researchers explain, allowing them to create a more highly concentrated laser. The laser is expected to play an important role in future military operations, including satellite communications, mapping and tracking systems like LIDAR, as well as for targeting technologies in other military tech. Typically, lasers work by stimulating electrons in various atoms to oscillate in the same pattern. When this happens, the electrons move to a low energy state and release coherent light, which has a uniform wavelength and phase. That is then bounced between mirrors inside the device to create the concentrated laser beam. A quantum laser would essentially pull the light particles together instead, entangling them completely. Standard lasers require bouncing off multiple mirrors to increase the power of the beam. By using entangled photons, the researchers hope to create a more precise and stronger laser capable of firing over much greater distances and even in adverse conditions. This, of course, would allow a lot more versatility for military operations, which don't always play out in the sunniest of circumstances. NASA has recently been testing new laser communication systems, and this type of quantum laser could help improve it even more. When photons pass through the atmosphere, they can be damaged greatly. When they are entangled, as they would be with this new quantum laser, they'd still suffer some damage, but the photons would be able to protect each other somewhat too, providing a more stable and higher energy output for the laser beam. The hope is that the tech will also extend to quantum computing and telecommunications. It could make satellite services more reliable if we're able to figure out how to create these quantum beams in space and then send them back down to Earth, or vice versa. Further, the researchers say that figuring how entanglement is just the tip of the iceberg for what they may be able to accomplish with quantum mechanics like this. Or are we dealing with something far more enigmatic? Perhaps a technology not of this world. The fact that the findings were swiftly classified under a special access program, SAP, only deepens the mystery. The government's secrecy implies that this technology, whatever it is, holds significant implications for national security, and perhaps even for the future of warfare. But let's consider a more unsettling possibility. What if this wasn't just advanced human technology? The precision, the lack of accompanying destruction, the ease with which it penetrated the tank's armor, these characteristics don't align with any known weapon. Could this be evidence of a non-human intelligence at work? The classification of the event and the secrecy surrounding it suggest that those in power are grappling with these very questions, even if they refuse to share their findings with the public. In the world of the unexplained, we often encounter phenomena that challenge our very understanding of reality. This incident is a prime example. It's a reminder that, despite all our advances, there are forces and technologies out there that remain beyond our comprehension.